Welcome to Hay House's meditation series with Louise Hay and Dr. Wayne Dyer, morning and evening guided meditations.
This is a very unique tape. It is a tape that is based upon revealing some things that have been held secret for centuries. I have had a special teacher who has taught me some of these techniques for manifesting. For this truly is a meditation tape on how to manifest, that is, bring into your world that which you would like to have accompany you on this journey. The kind of manifesting that seems almost magical. When you get to a place where you can literally begin to manage the coincidences of your life and have things begin to show up that are seemingly unexplainable. Most of us think of manifesting as something that takes place by setting goals and working hard and ultimately seeing the fruits of our labor. What I am producing here in this tape is an ancient form of meditation. When we find ourselves in a dream state and we're in a room and on the other side of the room is an object, if we would like to examine that object more carefully in the dream state, we do not go to it. Instead, through the power of what I call intention, we bring it closer to us. If there is a broom in the corner and you want to look at it more closely in your dream, you simply bring it to you through your power of intention. I'm suggesting here in this tape that you also have that capacity when you reach another level of consciousness. This level of consciousness where you can manage the coincidences of your life or through the power of your intention manifest that which you would like to have in your life is called Siddhi consciousness in the ancient traditions, in the Hindu traditions. Siddhi consciousness means perfect consciousness, where you begin to manifest without the use of the mind. And it is done through the power of sound. This power of sound is not the typical way that you think of meditating or manifesting. So in order to be open to the ideas on this tape, you're going to have to willingly suspend some of your disbelief that you have had handed to you from growing up in the West, and just allow in a new kind of idea. I'd like to just briefly explain this and then do it here on the tape. If you think of all of the names that have been given to the Creator in all of the different languages and traditions, whether they be primitive or Western or Eastern or whatever, they all have one thing in common. All of them have the same sound. Here are five or six of them. Allah, Buddha, Krishna, Tao, Ra, God. If you listen to each one of these, you will find that there is a sound that accompanies every one of these names. The sound is Ah. Ah is a very unique sound. Ah is associated with joy. Ah is the sound that is used to create something from nothing. We have two basic chakras in our body that I'm talking about here. One is the root chakra, or what is called the sex center, and the other is the third eye chakra between the eyebrows. There's a channel of energy that goes between these two places on the body. In order to be able to create what we call procreation, the sound ah, which is also associated with joy, which is also associated with creation, is formed. And when we say ah, 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 we associate that with joy, and we also associate that with procreation. In order to be able to manifest an idea, you also can use this sound, ah. And the sound, ah, I would like to, in this meditation, have you think of it as emanating up from the root chakra to the third eye and clearing out that channel. I would suggest to you that when you reach this city consciousness that goes beyond the mind, and when a thought is put into this consciousness, that it is instantly reproduced in the material world. There is no time lag, no action is required, and this is the ancient, if you will, wisdom of manifestation, of being able to manifest. The problem here in being able to just manifest things through sound is the mind gets in the way. The mind begins to tell us things. It begins to have this constant conversation going on, this inner dialogue. So what you need is a technique to help the mind to disappear. And as the mind begins to disappear, and all of these thoughts disappear, you have access to this higher consciousness or this city awareness that is within you. And it is through this city awareness that you will find the manifestation of your dreams beginning to take place. The sound ah has the ability to conceive both an idea or another human being. And it is also helping you to access this city consciousness. This sound of ah opens up the channel between the root chakra and the third eye. And I have found that doing this every single morning, after walking or running early in the morning at 4 or 5 o'clock, and as I start my day, I use this meditation, the meditation of ah. And what I'd like to do here is have you use this meditation every single morning, and while we do this meditation together, I will actually do the sound and ask you to do it with me. You will find it best if you can find a private place, a place where you're not going to be interrupted, a place where you can absolutely put this sound out into the world and not be afraid of other people listening to it. And as you're doing the sound, I'd like you to begin to think about what it is that you would like to manifest in your life. Some of the things that you may think about manifesting for yourself include perhaps a divine relationship or an improved relationship. Perhaps you would like to be able to heal a part of your body that has been resistant to healing or health. Perhaps you would like to overcome an addiction of some kind. Perhaps you would like to lose weight. Perhaps you would like...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?